She took my hand and led me down a path strewn with fresh fallen leaves. Beautiful waves of blonde curls adorned her regal head. The fragrance of fall followed after her. There was a twinkle in her green eyes, reflecting the setting sun and the intent of her heart. But I did not miss the deeper layers there, hidden within the flecks of chocolate brown. Like a finely cut gem, the glory of her eyes were found in their depths. A portal, a door, an entrance there at her core. Pouty lips pursed with the hint of a grin at their corners. Hopeful yet cautious, willing to give but not to be subjugated. Wild, dangerous, and powerful was her beauty. Only the true warrior might find the way. She, adorned in the Celtic tradition, blonde hair braided, scarves protect against the cold. Her warm hand steady as she led me silently down paths I had never trod. She had spoken of a rose, a chalice which holds an elixir, granting one eternal life. Now, not eternity in the pedestrian use, which seeks a state of unending time, but rather that existence where all moments become one and make time irrelevant. Where the soul is quickened, where energy's frequency transforms matter into spirit, spirit into matter, where flesh, mind, and feelings are changed and rearranged, broken and remade. Where the incarnation again walks the earth in worship and praise and thunders its hallelujah. Together we sought this sacred mound, using the signs she had been given. She knew the way, if I could but follow, learning with each step to walk the path. But I am slow of wit, and the lessons were sometimes pressed from me like fruit under a wheel. Sweetness made strong, and the lees left behind, but only after the ferment and the stillness. She guided me to a fine alabaster column which watched over a pool at its base. Here I learned to listen, to sense, to feel the heartbeat of the land. She led me up the mountain pass where we lingered at the summit, nursing the weariness. Renewing ourselves, finding new strength and motivation to reach our goal, we found ourselves more in sync and in rhythm, increasingly aware of the strength and the pounding pulse of the place. As we made our way down the mountains and into the gently curving flatlands, instinct taught us the geography. Our steps were sure, firm here, lighter there, as need be. Our growing anticipation moved us toward the mound and the hopes held hidden there within the valley. As we neared the place, breathless from exertion and anticipation, we slowed our movements. Deliberate, gentle our steps as we entered the valley. The muted light required touch to proceed if we were to find our way to eternity's passage. And the exploration continued until there, behind a slightly parted curtain of the finest silk, the rose was revealed. Trembling, I gazed pulse rushing, pounding in my ears. I beheld a flower with moist petals glistening with the light from my eyes. I was humbled and filled with adoration, with love. And I brought the flower to my lips. And as I did, I felt the place begin to quake. A storm raged, thunder, lightning, tempest winds blew. Yet my kiss was true and held till the elixir washed over me. Now, to describe what happened after would be to desecrate the holy ground, for it was beyond words. And if one would know, they must go find the thing for themselves. Words would profane the sacred. They must step away from the common and join the quest. Seek the Grail cup and give themselves fully in both seeking and in the finding. And there one will discover themselves in the other, and the other already inhabiting them. She held me there at a time till the trembling stilled. There was only quiet rest. We breathed in and out, slow, long, and deeply, remembering that which we had always known. And then the waves of time finally eroded the sand walls and called us back to the place from which we had come. She smiled and took my hand as I led her home. To have been found worthy humbled me, for it was from no virtue I possessed, but only by and through her grace was it made so.